Hello. Okay, how are you, Mr. Ma'am? I hope you're doing good. And about the things that you mentioned, at first I have to appreciate and say thank you because of your cooperation. Actually, I can see that you're very cooperative and you talk and communicate with other people about your ideas, which is amazing. All I can say is that thank you so much. I really, really enjoy that you sometimes record voices and type in English, which is amazing. Keep going and keep doing that. About the other things, you mentioned that sometimes you talk to yourself and you get disappointed. You know, I'm sure a lot of people. And if you just go and ask other members, that you will understand that a lot of people have the same problem as you. And of course, I had the same problem in the past. You know, of course, when I talk, I couldn't even listen to myself. You know, because I hated my voice on those days. But I found out that. You know, one of the reasons that I improved a lot was that I went to the gym. Because when you go to the gym, you will understand that everything takes time. So, because you can't just have a muscle in just 1 month, gain muscle, be more powerful, stronger in just 1 month. You need to take some time, right? So I found out that in order to gain some skill or understand and increase your competency in some skills, you have to go forward and have patience. And that's all, you know, just practice and have patience. And little by little, you will improve. You know, imagine someone goes to the gym and tries to lift a dumbbell, which is, 40 kilograms. So that person can't do it, right? Because that person is weak right now. You can say, you must be disappointed that you can't do that. Yes, of course, in the future, after 1 or 2 years, maybe that person will be able to lift that weight. So that person must not be disgusted or disappointed about his strength, his abilities. He must embrace them, he must understand them, and he must tell himself that, okay, I'm here, I'm this in this in this situation, and I'll improve. All I need is to practice and some patience, and little by little you'll go forward and you will understand. And the thing about I don't know why you get disappointed. You're pretty much good, actually. I think that your level of competency in speaking English is very good. You know, you said that you talk to a native speaker. So keep going, keep doing that. You know, and of course, have this in your mind that if sometimes you mess things up and you blow everything, it happens. You know, I myself, when I sometimes I try to talk to other people, sometimes I can't do it, and it's that it. We can't just tell ourselves that, okay, I'm terrible, I'm this, I'm that. You know, so you have to understand that you need some patience, and if you make mistakes, don't worry. And if native speakers, you talk to native speakers and you found that you have some mistakes, don't blame yourself, okay? Don't beat yourself up and say that, okay, I'm here and I'm gonna improve because I'm seeing lots of other people that who have learned English through 2 or 3 years and they can understand English very well, they can speak English very well, so I can be like them too. So it's all about just the patience. It's all about going forward and understanding, the English and the abilities. And in this path, you need to understand that you have to sometimes embrace the mistakes, and you have to sometimes embrace your own voice, your own speech, which I don't know why you feel disappointed when you listen to your voice I feel so proud when I listen to yours. So I can understand that you're practicing a lot. I can understand that you're enjoying at the moment, enjoying English at the moment, and I can understand that you're a hardworking girl, and which is amazing. Which is amazing to have a friend and a member, a peer group like you. So keep going. Keep. Just don't say this again. Okay. So just do it. Just record and just write in English. Do your best. Okay. Participate in the challenges. For example, we have a challenge which is called My POV. You can write some stories there and have fun. Just enjoy English. And I highly guarantee, and I can see your future, you will be a great English speaker. So don't worry about that and just do your best. Practice as much as you can and I'm sure you will improve. So I talk a lot. I'm sorry. So I look forward to hear more from you. And in the future, please record more and please write in English more. So thank you and bye.